So I chose to say, yes, I'm with them. And a week later, we got put in jail. Or maybe 2 weeks later. And there were soldiers pointing guns at us. And I said, what did I get myself into? And I was not... Oh, what, I need to put it on, right? I forget. And I was not a medical student. I was a failed medical student. I was trying to get into medical
school. You weren't as tall as you are now, either.
And I thought he liked me. Let's do with all this. Sorry. every year it seems harder for me to preach in English. I have the thoughts. There's a lot of things I'd like to say, and it just seems just so difficult to get the thoughts out. So I ask you all to pray. I'm so thankful to see John here, and more because of what they just told us right now. Right, there was an accident that happened right next to them. We thank the Lord that He brought not only him, but you know, the rest that have been traveling safely.
Amen.
The church is in, well, I got to speak for the church in San Luis, which is my home church. They say hi to you. Beto Espinosa, if you want to pray for the church in San Luis, the church in San Luis needs men. Yeah. There's for a very long time now, well, just for a very long time, it's only one pastor. And there is a need. He needs a co-worker. So I ask that you pray for that. And the church in Pachuca, Noé particularly, he asked me to say hi to y'all and to thank y'all for the work that y'all do, the prayers. The church, before I begin my message, I just want to put you a little bit up to date with the way the work is going in Pachuca. It's time goes by. Time just go by so fast. Erin was born when we moved in Pachuca, and now she's 7. Almost 8. Scott's 10. In another blinking of an eye, he'll be maybe moving out.
Yes.
That's the way it feels.
That's right.
In a blink of an eye. The church is doing well. It's not grown much as far as numbers. But the church is maturing. We have, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, 40 to 50 people meeting with us. Now we can say all faithful, or the majority of them faithful now. We used to have a hard time, you know, for them to understand that meeting is very important. Meeting faithfully is very important. No, it doesn't matter what the circumstances, you know, around you are. It is very important to meet. And I thought they were never going to learn that. You get to a point where, come on, this is just basic. But thank the Lord, you know, they have. And not only that, they've grown. We have several men in church that are taking their place. We are now in our labor in the part of preparing the men so that one day we may leave. We still don't know when. Noé is getting kind of what's the word? Antsy? Ants, like ants? Okay. He's getting antsy. And one day we went to Puebla, because we went to meet with the church there, and we stopped by a little town named Tlaxcala. I don't have much time. I can't spend all my time. Right? There's... Somebody told me that there's... You guys... Okay. anyway, we saw Tlaxcala, and to me, it was just a little town. And
I don't like little towns. I still have my heart in Mexico City. I tell Kelly that someone offered Venezuela. So now she's thinking about Mexico City. Okay. So, who's a dictator in Venezuela, Kelly? You don't want to live there, do you? Okay. Anyway, we pray for the church there. We pray for the church there. Men are maturing, and please pray for them. I'm just going to mention a few. Not that Alejandro, such a heart for the Lord. Even though the church is small, a lot of our time, Noé and I, now goes into visiting and pastoring. We try hard to make it, you know, to all the preachings that we have in the afternoon at the Colonias and downtown. But sometimes we just can't. That other part of the ministry is also very important. You can't win and then just let them go. You got to pastor them.
That's right.
You don't pastor them, you lose them again. And sometimes you just lose them and you can't gain them back. So, we're out doing this part and sometimes he's the only preacher. You know, at Mondays and Tuesdays out in the colonias, out in the neighborhoods. And he's faithful. If no one shows up, he has the call.
Amen.
You can see the conviction and you can see the love for the Lord. He has such a hard time preparing messages. I tell him, hey, it's been more than 20 years and I'm still having a hard time preparing messages. I still get nervous. That's Alejandro. How old is he? He'd be my age.
No, he's not that old.
Not old enough. I'll ask Kelly. How old is he? A little younger than me. Then we got Edgar, which is a young man, over 20 maybe, recently married, already with a baby, and he has a desire for pastoring. I want to be a pastor. We told him, do not get married, it's too soon. And he didn't listen, they married, they're having trouble. And I told him, I told you so. The girl wants to go back home to mama. Because that's where she was the princess. So, I hope this doesn't get back to him. Or to her. But anyway, pray for him. If he doesn't get that situation fixed, he's going to hinder his ministry.
Yeah.
So pray for him. We got this brother named Davalit. And also a faithful preacher. His job impedes him to meet faithfully Thursdays, but he tries to make it there. So, and we got all the sisters that are very faithful, witnesses to the Lord. Mari, which is the one that, you know, it just blesses me in a very special way. She's got arthritis, and she won't, it's very difficult for her to go to the colonias and climb all those stairs, all those streets. She's there. You know she's going to be there. And I thank the Lord for her. So anyway, we don't know. We haven't set, you know, time for when we're going to be leaving. But I ask that you pray for these men, that they would grow, that they would take the responsibility of the church in their hands, and that we may be able to move along somewhere else. Very well. 2 Samuel. Chapter 22. Chapter 22, verse 17. 2 Samuel 22:17. He sent from above. He took me. He drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy and from them that hated me, for they were too strong for me. And then I'd like for you to come to verse 35. Verse 35. It says, He teacheth my hands to war, so that a bow of steel is broken by my arms. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy gentleness hath made me great. Thou hast enlarged my steps under me, so that my feet did not slip. I have pursued mine enemies and destroyed them, and turned not again until I had consumed them. I have consumed them and wounded them, they that could not arise, yea, they are fallen under my feet. For thou hast girded me with strength to battle. Them that rose up against me hast thou subdued under me. Always in the thought of battle. My mind, the majority of the time. And you can understand why, because from the minute you wake up, you wake up to a battle.
That's right.
Not something I'm trying to imagine. That's just the way it is.
Yes.
From the minute you go to bed, I mean, you go thinking about that. Kelly goes to bed thinking about, you know, so many people having their personal battles.
Yeah.
Don't tell her about your trouble. She will worry extremely for you. And I appreciate that quality. I don't worry at all. Well, I don't worry much. She does all the worrying at home. I know I need to pick up on the load, Kelly, and I will. He hath delivered me, it says. And from my strong enemy. It talks about hate. Them that hate us. And it also talks about the enemy being too strong. That's my situation. That is our situation. Whether you realize it or not, you are surrounded by enemies. And it's not one. It's not just Satan. We have many, many enemies. And we are surrounded. We are not many. We're not surrounding the enemy. The enemy has surrounded. It's the world. It's the devil. It's the system. It's just everything. And we should not belittle our enemy. You have him, and the Bible says, he is too strong. I am weak. That's the truth. There was a time, even though I was little, where I thought I was strong. I am weak. Outwardly, and sometimes even in the inside, inwardly. My enemy is strong. And I need to be delivered.
Amen.
And I have to say this. Glory be to God, I have been delivered.
Praise God, amen.
You know, I had an enemy. And he had me under condemnation. I've been set free.
Amen.
I have been delivered by the strong, from the strong enemy.
Right.
He has set me free. I have been delivered. That's just part of the deliverance. There's still an enemy. And he is still strong. He is still too much for me. I thank God because not only that deliverance that brought me into salvation, but many other times, that time. I remember one time, and maybe I've told you before, my memory is so bad, you know, sometimes I maybe tell you things over and over, even though the years go by, I maybe come up with the same stories. I don't come up with the same stories. I don't come up. I tell you the same stories. That did happen. But I remember one time in church in Querétaro, when we were still in Querétaro, we had taken a new colonia right there where Brett used to live. And I remember a brother, Julio, standing up. We had just begun that colonia. And it was his colonia. That's where he lived. And he stood up a Thursday night and he said, I asked the church to please pray for us because we're in grave danger. I said, what? What are you talking about? We just begun. We haven't seen anything. So anyway, that's what he said. The next day we went preaching and he was in my team. And Julio and Brett Carpenter, that was our team. We were going to take a street. And I told them both, I had a dream that we were going to get beat. I didn't have a dream. I was just being malicious. He said, please pray for us because we're in danger. And I said, come on. And I dreamed that we're just going to take a beating today. And they turned white. Well, one turned white and the other one got whiter. and I just enjoyed that little moment. Said, okay, we can start. So they started, and Julio preached, nothing happened. And Brett preached, and nothing happened. And I started preaching, and for a couple minutes, nothing happened, until from far away, a young man starts walking toward me. Dressed real nicely. Slacks, a nice shirt, a tie, well combed. He looked like a gentleman. He beat the daylights out of me. I don't know how long that was, but it felt like 12 rounds. With no break. It's funny. It's funny now. These guys, they were trying to call the police and people would just shut the door. God taught me a lesson that day. Do not make fun. Do not belittle my protection. I said, okay, Lord. And ever since, I've never made fun of anyone that asks for prayer when we go out to the colonia. I do know that the Lord protects us. I remember times where knives were pulled or guns were pulled out at them. Who knows how that would have ended if God had not, you know, been protected. So anyways, we have been delivered. And I appreciate deliverance. But I also believe that the Lord does not want only, you know, to deliver us from our enemy. I don't think that the Lord only wants us to resist our enemies. And it has to do with the things that we read right now.
That's right.
I read one, a pair of verses, 17 and 18, and then we went from 35 to verse 40. And what the way 35, verse 35 through 40 read, it touched my heart. Yes. This is not a normal attitude. What I see right now in myself and in many, I can't talk about y'all, but in many around where I work, where I live, is that many a times, we've, and this is the mentality, We are being pursued. We are under attack. I remember last year someone made a comment, it was Bill, that he didn't like the hymn, the song that we sang, Hold the Fort. Oh, maybe he likes it, but there's a little part that he doesn't like that. It sounds like we're holding, but we're not moving forward. We're under attack, and we're being pushed back, but we're not gaining ground. I feel myself like that. And I felt myself like that for a long time now. I haven't taken any more physical beatings. But there's some beatings going on in here. That gets to be too much sometimes. And the last 2 years, Satan's been saying something real clearly. Is it worth it? 43, Marco, is it worth it? And I try not to listen. But the voice is there. And then I shake it off and I look at the church. And I said, of course it's worth it. Get out of here. Of course it's worth it. God wants to, and He will deliver us. You seek Him, you humble yourself, He will. He will deliver you from your enemy.
That's right, amen.
Even if you put yourself under that circumstance, under that situation where the enemy is over you, He will deliver if we humble ourselves.
Amen.
But I truly believe that the Lord wants from us, missionaries, evangelists, churches, a different attitude, a different mentality. The way you think will reflect in the way you act.
Yeah, that's right.
Satan's been attacking the way I think.
Yeah.
And it's been reflecting in the way I act.
Yeah.
For too long now, I felt like I've been, and it's not just me. I see my coworkers. I feel we're under attack.
Yep.
I feel like our knees are bending. I see the skies just turned into darkness. That the sun's getting covered because of the arrows that the enemy are just throwing before us, to us. We've seen movies like that, right? You know that the skies just suddenly turned dark. Not because of night. Because of the arrows of our enemies. It's not just we think about Satan throwing one and here and there and every now and then. It is not like that. Well, at least that's not the way I feel it's been lately.
Yes.
And not only with me, my other co-worker, Noe Castillo, anywhere, taking a beating in his ministry. Sometimes it hits home.
Yeah.
He's dealing with troubles at home right now. His teenagers. And they wonder with tears, I've seen it. And he's wondering, what did we do wrong?
Yeah.
Why are they going astray? You know, where we're supposed to be focused on that battle, and we got a battle over here to fight too.
Yeah, that's right.
And I look at mine and I say, it's 10, he's 10. And sometimes he's already acting as 13. Get a hold. I mean, it's just a matter of time. God wants to teach us, and that's one of the things it says here. He teacheth my hands to war, so that a bow of steel is broken by mine arms. I've never boasted to know much. I don't. I try, what do I know much of? that kind of humbles me, because I can't choose a particular thing. I'm good at helping. You need a helper? I can help. I thought I could teach English. Till I tried teaching English at the elementary school where my kids go to. And the majority of the tests that came back were zeros. That humbles me. I said, come on, kids! And I said, it's so difficult, the parents say. It's I am, you are, he is, she is. How difficult can that be? Teaching the ABCs, the parents tell me. Is that the way you learned how to speak? Learning the ABCs? Anyways, we need to be taught. You need to be taught, Cole. You were there. He accompanied us for some weeks over there. I want to be with you guys. And we started teaching him some things. Oh, no. You need to learn. He was arguing with Noanne. I was just looking at him. What are you doing? Sorry, you came. We need to learn. I need to learn. I could tell you I know how to fight. I don't know how to fight. This way or the other way. I need the Lord to teach me.
Amen.
If anyone could see how the fight is being performed spiritually, God would tell me, you do not know how to fight. I need to teach you how to do it.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen. And at least on my behalf, I got to tell you, I can tell by the results. A soldier is supposed to conquer, ain't he?
Yes. Amen.
There's supposed to be some victories.
Yes.
Maybe not a lot of it, but there's got to be some.
Amen.
I'm hungry for victories.
Amen.
Amen.
I really am hungry for souls. And I know there's faults in my ministry. I know that maybe I've quit doing some stuff. But I need to pay attention to what the Lord's saying. He is going to teach me. He is going to teach my hands to war.
Amen.
I need to listen. We need to listen. It's not just going out there. Believe me. Church, that are supporting missionaries. That work is being done.
Amen.
How good the fight's being done, I don't know, Mike. How well we're fighting, I don't know. How devoted we are as ministers, as evangelists. Not devoted as far as time, but here in the heart. I can only tell you about myself. But I need to pay attention. And the Lord wants a different attitude in me. And He wants a different attitude in the church. Hey, it's not just back. It's not just the shield of faith. It's not just holding on the fort. God wants a different attitude. And as far as me, I have failed in that aspect. It says here, one of the things it says here, He teaches my hands to war so that a bow of steel is broken by my arms. Thou hast also given me a shield of thy salvation, and thy gentleness hath made me great. Who would be cocky enough to say, God hath made me great? God hath made you great? Could you say that? Could you say that? He said it. Was it cocky David? Was he being cocky? Was he being a man of faith? We can't say that. My first thought, I can't say that he hath made me great. The ministry that he's called me upon to serve, that he hath made me not great in myself, but has he not done great things in us?
Yes. Amen.
Hasn't He empowered us?
Amen.
Hasn't He given us the shield of salvation?
Amen.
Do we not have His Holy Spirit?
Amen.
Do we not have the sword?
Amen.
Do we not have the doctrines?
That's right.
We have all these things. It is such a blessing to, when you feel weary, just to see the church. Just to come and see the faces and to know that we have very important things in common. I have family here. And my wife has family here. The States, right? Houston or... No. Yeah. No. Virginia. And I'll visit my family. I don't have a lot of stuff. A lot of things that... in common. I don't. There's some... But it is such a blessing here to know that we have things in common.
Amen.
To know that a building like this is appreciated.
Amen.
I appreciate a building like this. I appreciate a group like this.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters like this, I hold you dearly in my heart. I need you. You guys are needed.
Amen.
To know that the church is here. Even though it goes through tribulations, even though the attack, because there's attacks here too, but the church stands.
Amen.
You know, not all the churches are able to say that. I fear some places over there, Mexico, one church is not going to be able to say, we still stand. Sometimes they tend to disappear. They do. It's a real danger over there. Pastors are wondering, maybe I should just send them out somewhere else. My pastor in San Luis Potosí, Roberto Espinosa, there's been times where he's thought that. You know, I don't think I can do it anymore. I try, but it doesn't seem to work. He has made me great. Not, believe me, I'm not talking about this. And I'm not talking about this. But He has made me great. His Spirit makes me that way.
Amen.
All glory to Him, right?
Amen.
That's definite. Do not misunderstand.
Amen.
All glory to Him.
Amen.
His Word. His Spirit.
Amen.
The way He could move. The way He has moved and the way He could move.
Amen.
But we tend to think, you know, we tend to... This is where we sometimes lose the battle.
Amen.
We're not thinking right. I can't boast of being great. It says, He hath made you that way. But there's so many things I'm going through. That's His preparation, ain't He? Ain't it? Another thing that is mentioned here, it says, Thou hast enlarged my steps under me so that my feet did not slip. Man, we can fall flat on our face. Haven't we all?
Oh, yeah. Amen.
Haven't I? Fall flat, I mean terrible. Things that you do not know, that you don't need to know, but the scars are in here.
Yep.
How much do we need for our feet to be set firmly on the ground?
Amen.
How important is that? You know, I think that's the next important thing in a battle, to know how to stand when you're going to fight.
That's right.
You were talking about... What were you talking about this morning? I already forgot. You were talking something about, you know, defenses, you know, fighting, something like that.
Really?
No? You did say something like that.
I know you said something. Anyway, how important it is to know how to stand when you're going to fight. I don't know about these things, but I've heard that there's techniques, right? You stand a certain way, and this leg like that, and you prepare like that. We need to know, we need to learn how to set our feet firm into the ground.
Amen.
We are not going to win any battle if our feet are not set firm in holiness. Somewhere down in Mexico, I visited a marriage. They called me and said, would you come visit us? I said, yeah. So I went over to visit, and they both sat, young marriage. They both sat there at the table, and what can I do for you? And the wife started saying, tell them. You women. The wife started saying, she looked at her husband and said, tell him. And I looked at him. I said, tell me what? And he smiled. And he looked at her. And said, I don't know. And I look at her and she looks back at him seriously with a frown. And it says, tell him. And he started smiling a little bit more nervously. And he looks at me and I said, tell me what? And he looks at me, I really don't know. And this is at the table. And this goes on, no joke. This goes on for 5 minutes. Tell him. And I'm looking like this. And I said, stop. What? What is going on? He's not going to tell me. Tell me what's going on. And she says to him, tell him what you're doing 3 o'clock in the morning when you get up and you watch TV. This is someone that's preaching. That was preaching. And then he gets all serious. And she says, tell him. And he says, I've been watching things I shouldn't be watching.
Yeah.
Why are you doing that? And how stupid can man answer? He says, to better my marriage. To better your marriage? Anyway, our feet need to be set firmly on holiness. This is not debatable.
That's right.
This is not maybe. He said, be holy as I am.
Amen.
Set right. Our feet firmly with convictions. There's so lack of convictions nowadays. This is very important. It says here, verse 38, I have pursued my enemies. That is not what we usually do.
Right.
We're being pursued.
Right.
We're being targeted. Right? We're being shot at.
That's right.
We're not pursuing.
Right.
We boast. Hey, we're holding the fort. Hey, we're still here. We're still here. We're still, one day, we're not going to be here.
Yeah,
if that's the attitude, if we continue with that attitude, it won't be long. He sees.
Me. It says that yes, he is, but he absorbs me. what it's at.